We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Barbecue on a Tuesday night. It is time for the Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley. In fact, there's the head coach right there. 37-27 Sooners over the Cyclones on Saturday up in Ames. They get Army this Saturday night at 6 p.m. And let's make it official. Please welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody.
Thank you.
How you doing, man?
Good, Toby. How are you doing?
I'm great. Opening segment presented by Noble McIntyre with McIntyre Law. He's here tonight. I saw him. McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. There you see the stats, coach. What was your takeaway from Saturday up in Iowa?
Well, first and foremost, it was a great win. I mean, at the end of the day, especially playing on the road, playing good competition, I mean, that's what matters. You know, you got to find a way to win. We did some really good things. Were we at our complete best on any of the three sides? No. Not all the time. We had some really bright moments, and we found a way to get it done, you know, and good teams do that even when they don't have their best. So we knew it was going to be a tough game, you know, and especially when we had some momentum there, had a chance to maybe separate, you know, and then we had the fumble on the big explosive play. Offensively, we had a chance to up 17-3, and you just kind of know in that moment that right after that, and then they hit the big pass the very next play, and you know, all right, it's going to be a dogfight now. And our kids, give them credit. They didn't panic. They hung in there, and they made more plays than Iowa State did and won the game.
A couple of two or three positives that really jumped out at me. I thought the drive before halftime was big time. I mean, you got the ball with around 5 minutes left and not only scored but left them no time and did so in a very methodical, patient, didn't look rushed manner. In fact, I think you took a couple of timeouts into the locker room with you there. So
yeah, we took, I think, at least one in. It was perfect. I mean, just like you kind of dream up a 2-minute deal. Executed well, you know, thought, you know, guys had a lot of poise in that moment. That was that one was eerily similar to playing, everybody remembers 2 years ago down there when we threw a touchdown pass to Dimitri Flowers. I mean, it's kind of the same thing right before half and ended up winning by a similar margin. So to have the drive, use all the clock, and then not have to settle for a field goal there was definitely big.
What's your 2-minute drill, or that was a 5-minute, whatever. When do you practice it during the week? How often do you drill that kind of thing?
Oh, we do it all the time. You know, it's
daily.
We do it right now twice a week during the season, during camp, and during spring. We do it a lot. We have some days where we'll do, you know, seven or eight of them in one day. You just, they got to get used to it, and it's always different situations. You know, is it the end of the half? Is it the end of the game? You know, that changes your mentality as a play caller. It changes your players' mentality, how aggressive they can be. You know, do you need a field goal to tie? Do you need a field goal to win? Do you need a touchdown to tie? Do you need a field goal to tie or a touchdown to win? I mean, it's there's a lot to it. And how many timeouts do you have? How far do you have to go? You know, there's just – and so you just try to put them in as many of those situations as you can, and we've done it enough that our guys are comfortable with it.
You brought up field goal. That was another thing. Yeah. You haven't asked a lot of Austin Seibert as a place kicker
right.
so far this year, but you did Saturday, and he was nails.
Yeah, he was tremendous. I mean, he was – you know, he's a Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week. I don't know how he couldn't have been. I mean, he kicked every kickoff out of bounds. Once again, they had a dynamic returner, a kid that had returned for them 2 years ago that was hurt last year. So that's huge. The punts were awesome. I mean, one was a 55-yarder, you know, that bounced out of bounds with no return. I mean, that's a game-changing play in itself, you know, and then the one down there that Trey Norwood made the big play on, and then obviously the field goals. I mean, all three were critical, none bigger than that last one.
How far do you give him? How far do you trust him?
It depends on kind of, you know, the weather, temperature, wind, all that. But
let's say indoors.
No, indoors. I mean, he's good. He is. I mean, he can go from 60. Now, is he going to make it from 60 every time? No, he's got the leg. I mean, the one he hit last year against West Virginia would have maybe covered 65. I mean, it was a bomb.
That one might have got 60.
That one was a bomb. Yeah. I mean, but comfortably, I mean, anytime we're 45 and in, I mean, I feel like it's darn near automatic.
The other thing, and maybe the most impressive thing for me on Saturday, was, you know, kind of the unanswered question about Kyler Murray was, for me anyway, how would he react in a close game in the fourth quarter when he's in the fire? We haven't seen that yet
right.
out of him. He was great. He was great all day, but in the fourth, one-score game, that drive that kind of salted it away, like he'd been there 1,000 times.
Yeah, he's confident. You know, he's played a lot of ball in his life, been in a lot of different situations. So I think he's confident in what we're doing, the guys around him, and himself. So, yeah, he just kind of continued to play like he has all day. He was patient, you know, and just did. You know, the kid's a winner. I mean, that's all he's ever done. And so he knows how to win. He knows how to close out games and had a great feel for it on Saturday.
Kyler named the Maxwell Award National Player of the Week. Of course, for the second straight week, he was also the Big 12 Player of the Week. All right, we'll take an opening timeout here with Coach Riley. We'll talk a little defense when we come back. We'll look ahead to Army and your questions starting to roll in as well. You got a question for Coach tonight, you can tweet us the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the air. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... Ahem. A message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right. It's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Showplace Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Miss Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes. Just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh?
I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the Crimson and Cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game? Then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind, still the one. Marcellius Sutton over the left side, banging outside to the 30, and he's thrown backwards. A gain of 5. Snap. He's going to run it himself. Room up the middle. Outside, 35 to the 40, and he's down at the 41. Two backs, Sermon and Sutton. Sutton sent in motion. Kyler, play action. Back to pass. Has all day. Now he steps up, runs through a hole to the 35, cuts and spins down at the 38. Kyler, back to pass again, looking left, flings it out left. It's caught. First down at the 45. That's C.D. Lamb. Kyler's got it. Hand off Sutton, running right, cuts it up the middle, breaks a tackle, spins across the 40, down to the 39. Snap to Murray. Wants to throw. Now he'll run it himself. Up the middle, weaves to the right to the 35, steps out of a tackle. 22 seconds. Snap to Murray. Play action. Back to pass. Look at middle. Throws deep. He's got Hollywood behind the defense. Caught. He's out of bounds. That'll be a new first half record as Hollywood steps out at the 7-yard line. Trips left. Tight end right is Meyer. The back is Sutton from the 7. Snap. Murray looks left. Flings it out. That's caught. Tees on the edge. It's going to go into the end zone. It's a touchdown. Miles Tees with 5 seconds to go. That's your AAA drive summary brought to you by AAA Insurance. At home or on the road, we've got you covered. Big possession there. And I want to break down that touchdown play with you, our Nissan innovative play of the game. Let's take a look at the touchdown pass again, Coach, and talk us through this design here.
We're in a little trips left. with a tight end backside set. Got a little kind of an RPO, similar what, you know, you hear everybody commentating games, they think every play action is an RPO. They're not. This one actually is. So Kyler's got the choice here to either throw the quick screen to the left to Miles Tease, or he's got a, we've got a little run design here to the right, and then just based on numbers, he sees that we want to attack it to the left, and so makes a good decision and obviously a key moment, and we did a great job blocking on the perimeter there with CeeDee Lamb and Marquise Brown and got it in.
Nissan innovative play of the game. The best drive on game day is the Nissan Rogue. Nissan is a proud supporter of college athletics. Miles Tease becoming a nice story for you. He had a couple of nice catches.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's and you know, his catches were big. You know, the one there before the half, obviously for the touchdown, and then one of the maybe the biggest play offensively of the game was getting the third down there. You know, and I think we had the third and five. You know, and we threw a little out route to him, made a big play on it, got up. So, yeah, he's playing well. A lot of confidence. Our players have a lot of confidence in him as well.
Let's hit some questions from the fans here. In-house, Hardy, with the potential for wet conditions, does it change how you prepare for the option offense on Saturday?
As far as preparing for them, no, not really. I mean, they're going to do what they do. You hope it makes it a little bit tougher for them to handle the ball as much as they do. I know that's a challenge even with dry conditions. The option's got to be run so specifically and so precisely. So that can give you a challenge there. It obviously gives us some challenges offensively too. But, you know, everybody's got to be able to adapt. It's something we practice it all the time. You know, we take balls and just basically we've got pills of water and we just dump them in them and say go practice, you know, and we do it all the time. We do it even when we know it's not going to be wet, just want them to get used to playing, and some of it's just mental, you know, you just got to get them past worrying about it and just get them used to playing, you know, and keeping the expectations high and the expectations of execution high.
I want to dig a little deeper on getting ready for the option. I thought it was interesting what you said in your press conference on Monday about having guys on your team with a little triple option background so that when this week rolled around, how much has preparing for this week's game, I'm going to ask this the right way, take me through how you've prepared for this week's game, even back into the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group you study some early. You know you have to just because it's so different. I mean, both as coaches and players, you can't just work them this week of practice like you would most other teams and expect to be ready to go. So, you know, there's always differing opinions on how much you should, how much you shouldn't. But we've spent a little bit of time on them. You know, got a plan that we like, and now our players are going to have to go execute it. So it's definitely a challenge just putting together a scout team and getting a scout team that can do anything that even resembles what Army does is hard. I mean, some of these guys, let alone not having played in the wishbone, some of these guys don't even know what the wishbone is. Seriously, I mean, all these guys grew up in the era of spread offense,
right.
And even junior
That's
high, high school,
what you're saying,
they've never seen it on TV. I mean, some of these guys, there's no clue. We do have a few that had some background in it, so that's been helpful, but it's just getting the right look and then getting your defense in order to you know, understand the responsibilities, understand how you're going to be blocked. I mean, it's so radically different from what we'll see the other however many games we play. So, but you got to be ready to do it. And so I think we've got a good plan and we've worked hard on it. And the kids are excited. I think our defensive guys are excited to play it. You know, it's kind of something new and a new challenge.
Do you have a guy or two who does have some triple option experience in the back that maybe has especially helped you this week?
Yeah, we've got a couple of guys. Probably the guy that's helped the most is Spencer Jones, walk-on receiver that came to us. Has done a really nice job for us. He's a transfer, so he's having to sit out this year, but he's got a little bit of quarterback experience running the triple, so he's been a big help.
Question from Barry. Would you consider lining up in the wishbone with Kyler, Trey, and Hollywood just to counter him on Saturday?
No.
No.
we do it our own way, you know. They're actually very similar offenses in a lot of ways, but they just look a little different.
Steve says his question is about missed tackles on Saturday that plagued the defense. Your opinion on tackling on Saturday at Iowa State?
Yeah, we just, you know, we didn't tackle well the first half, and then we had some, especially a few times with the receivers where, you know, I think the you know, at times we're trying to make a play or trying to defend a play, you know, make an interception, make a big play so much that you forget about this, the most important thing, which is simply, you know, of course we want to defend as many passes as we can, but we got to get them on the ground, you know. And we did a good job with the back. You know, we really tackled the back well because, I mean, he's good. He's an NFL back. Yeah. And to hold him to what we did rushing, I thought was a great step. But we know we got to tackle better on the perimeter. That's obvious. You know, it was you go back and look at it, you know, and there's it's not like there's 50, you know, but there's, you know, three or four just glaring ones that directly hurt us, yeah. You know, where, you know, those are the plays you got to make to go from playing, you know, in these days, look, giving up 27 points to anybody, not that, you know, we're satisfied with that, but that's not far off from being really, really good. We're three or four tackles away from giving up 14 points, and then it's a, you know, a totally different game.
I think Parnell Motley had an interesting day. He made some great plays on Saturday. He had the pick that ended the game.
Several PBUs.
Yeah, yep. Got beat a couple of times. That's a position especially where you got to have a really short memory.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you coach a guy through that?
Yeah, no, it's going to happen. You're all those 50-50 balls, that's why they call them 50-50 balls. I mean, you're not going to make a play on every one of them, especially against a really talented receiver like the kid from Iowa State. So, Parnell, the good plays were awesome for him. I mean, and the biggest thing for him, and not disappointed, we got beat once on the double move where we had bad eyes. Other than that, it's, hey, just, you know, if they happen to make a great play on the ball, let's just tackle them. Let's move on to the next play. And so he's a competitor. That's why he stayed in it, didn't get his head down, and made the play to seal the game. So he'll learn from it, and he'll be better.
Marcellius okay?
Yeah, he's doing well. Doing well. You know, a little sore like you're going to be after you play as many snaps as he did, take a couple of the shots he did. But he's a tough kid. So you know, I expect he'll keep trucking forward.
Did you have a problem with the hit that CD took on Saturday on that little crossing?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Was it sent in?
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see it live? I mean, I assume you did.
Kind of. I caught a glimpse of it because I think we threw the ball to Marquise about as it was happening. I didn't realize the violence of it, you know, because it was one of those you just – you know, and if it, look, they do their best, and we've got officials worrying about knee pads and all kinds of crazy stuff that they shouldn't have to be worrying about. So we got too much on their plate right now. But you do kind of scratch your head and just wonder how one like that's missed. They are from time to time. You just hate when it's one like that that could have really hurt the kid.
Was the reaction back what you hoped it would be?
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, no, that one's as clear-cut as it gets. There's no arguing that one.
I want to talk Army with Coach. When we come back, we'll take some more of your questions on Twitter as well, at OU on the air. It's the Academy Sports and Outdoors Inbox. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
When you can't be at the game, Sooner Sports TV has you covered on the air and online at Soonersports.tv. Sooner Sports TV is presented by our cornerstone partners, Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and OU Medicine.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home. Homeland.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college. Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong. Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information. Contact the University of Oklahoma Army ROTC program at 405-325-0306 or visit Soonerstrong.com today. Start strong with Army ROTC, paid for by the United States Army.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
Try a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. We got OU Army coming up Saturday night on Owen Field. Let's talk a little bit about the Black Knights. Special week, Coach. How have you gone about preparing your football team? Not necessarily game plan wise, but just playing the armed forces here.
Yeah, it was good. We got, we're lucky. We've got Tim Kish. You guys know our inside linebacker coach, who's been here with us for a while. You know, Tim coached at Army for, I believe, 8 years, and so knows that place inside and out. And really had a good talk kind of with the team this week. Gave them some perspective on not only what they're going to face on the field, but just kind of what these guys do on a daily basis. All the sacrifices that they've made and continue to make. It's kind of the mindset, even went through just kind of their daily schedule, their daily routine, which, kind of blew our guys' minds, where our guys are all – just either school or ball, you know, these guys have so much more on their plates. And so a lot of respect for them. We've got a lot of players on our team with family members, friends that have a military background. So this one, no doubt, is special. I mean, it is. It's special to our players, special, we know, to our fans, to this part of our state. So, you know, it's kind of the push and pull of it. There's the respect of it. There's the military, which is such a big part of our country, and we're extremely proud of. And then there's also the fact you're playing a team that you really want to beat. You know,
yeah.
So it's
and they're good.
And they're good. Oh, you no doubt they're good. I mean, they're a 10-win team. You know, and so it's but it's a fun week. It's a cool week. It's got a little different feel to it.
A lot of talk about what they do on offense. What do you expect them to do defensively?
Yeah, they're very good. That's something about them that doesn't get talked enough about. Probably because, you know, what they do offensively just overshadows it. But they're extremely multiple, you know, very pressure-oriented, very highly ranked defense last year. Shut down a lot of really good offenses. They make a lot of big plays. And they return a lot of guys from that defense that was very, very good. So, they're, you know, they present some problems. And no doubt, they're well-coached and know exactly what they're doing.
This is a question we've gotten in some form or fashion about 10 times today for you. You're playing the triple option. We got a guy in town who knows a little bit about the triple option. They want to know if you talked to Switzer this week about how to defend these guys. This one is from Ryan in-house, but a lot of people want to know, have you powwowed with Switzer about how to stop this thing this week?
If we did, I wouldn't say. but there's, as you know, throughout the year, there's a lot of conversations we have with him. So, you know, he knows this place as well as any, and still, you know, mind all that, obviously still sharp as a tack. And so we use all our resources to the best of our ability. How about that?
I like that. That's a yes, by the way. All right, here we go. Teddy has asked you a question tonight.
Oh, no.
It's a little more inside the lines, but it's going to kind of put you on the spot here.
Okay.
So
I'm ready.
Here's Teddy Lehman's question for you tonight.
So confident that he's going to get this right, that if he does, I'm going to give $250 to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Wow.
In his name. So
is this a game from this past Saturday?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask him the first play of the game against Iowa State. I'm going to make it difficult, but I think he can do this.
Interesting.
I'm going 2009 Alamo Bowl, which was actually played on January 2nd, 2010.
This is back when he was at Texas Tech.
Texas Tech versus Michigan State. Fourth quarter, 5:10 left in the game.
Uh-huh.
Michigan State leads 31-27. First and 10 on the 11-yard line going in. What's the play? What was the result?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I love this.
I want the details. And I think he can do it.
We kind of missed the setup there. Before you answer this, kind of missed the setup. This is Sean McVay, the coach of the Rams, was on social media, kind of went viral this week. They were quizzing him about plays, and he knew everyone. And Teddy says he thinks you have the same ability. Do you know the play?
I'm pretty sure I do. Boy, I hadn't thought about this in a long time. I think we were on the right hash, and I think we handed a split zone to, I'm trying to remember, I think to Baron Batch, and I think we scored a touchdown on it to kind of ice the game. God, was that one further out? He said 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm, something like that, yeah. We have the play. You tell me when you're ready to see it. I'll wait for your final answer.
That had to be it because we scored, and then we ended up getting a pick and then running it out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. I think we handed a ball on a blitz. They blitzed us, and we creased it right up the middle to Baron Batch on a split zone play. I think that's right.
Here's the play.
Well, I hope I'm right.
Roll the video.
I was too early. Well, so much for that. I'll donate the money. How about that? I knew I was a few minutes too early. We scored on that one the next drive. I should have known that.
Steven Sheffield to Detron Lewis.
Detron Lewis. I knew I felt like story. The one to Baron was a little further out. It was like maybe the 20, 25-yard line. That was the next drive. That was the next drive. Yeah. Well, I'm normally pretty good on that.
We'll try you again next
week. Maybe so. Sorry.
That was pretty impressive.
Just let the air out of the room.
It was fun to watch you as he's describing it, because you're like going through
your head,
just clicking
it
off.
I thought he was going to ask me what the first play of the game was.
What was the first play of the game?
It was a, we call it Grossman. It was a little fade slant. We threw it to Lau Leong. We were on the right. We were on the middle. We were in the middle hash and threw it to him for about a 15-yard gain on the left side. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. All right, we'll take a time. Don't beat yourself up over that, all right?
My first game. That was still a little bit of a blur.
We're going to get the money to the Wounded Warriors. Don't worry about that. We'll take a break. More back at Rudy's here after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the
game? Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh?
I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Hey, Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets from Love's Travel Stops, Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, Live OU, Riverwind Resort, Homeland, and Laird Hammond's Laird Trial Lawyers.
The Big 12 Report is presented by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU. It's a good Saturday all in all for the Big 12. OSU beat Boise. Texas got the win over USC. And the West Virginia-NC State game was canceled, which reminds me you got a lot of friends and relatives over in that part of the country. Everybody good?
I think so. Everybody's good. A lot of damage, but you know, I think everybody's healthy and okay, which is the main thing.
It was eating him up during the break. He looked it up. Baron Batch's touchdown was with like 2:08 to go.
On the 13 instead of the 11. I knew it.
You're not going to sleep tonight.
No, I'm disappointed.
I like this one from Big Rob. After successfully out-strategizing the opposing coach, do you ever look across the field and give him a wink?
I don't even know what to say.
I think that's a no. Decision to go with Creed Humphrey at center. We heard Bill Beeden both say yesterday he's going with Creed.
Yeah, you know, both those guys have played good. We just felt like it was a time where we needed to settle in and get a little bit more continuity. We've had a chance to look at them both and just honestly just felt like Creed was just playing just a little bit better. I mean, there wasn't a big separation. Alvarez has played well. Creed's played well. But, you know, just – you know, Creed's just been a little bit better, and then also with his age and the, you know, how he's progressing, it just made the most sense for us right now.
I wanted to ask you to explain something to kind of all of us. Florida Atlantic got a delay of game, I think, on the first snap of the game. We all said, "How can that possibly happen?" Yeah. Well, since then, we've seen a lot of people on a snap or to start a drive either have to waste a timeout or get a delay of game. What's the new rule, and why is it causing people problems?
Yeah, it's actually had a conversation, among a few other things, with our head of officials today in the Big 12 about it. So, you know, in the past, after a kickoff, you know, you're sitting there on offense, you would have time to kind of see, all right, was the kickoff returned? Was it a touchback? If it was a touchback, you get to tell them what hash you want the ball so you can set up your first play. I mean, that's just been how you've always done it. Well, they've, you know, added this rule to try to speed up the game. What they've done is the second the kickoff return happens or the touchback happens, they start the 40-second clock. So you don't, A, really get to tell them what hash. If you do, that's counting into your 40 seconds. And then also the bigger issue is a lot of your offensive players are guys that play on kickoff return because they're the guys that block the most often. That's, you know, you normally put more defensive guys on kickoff. That's how it plays out. So you may have a guy on kickoff return that's, you know, back making a block on the complete other side of the field on the 15-yard line, and you're over here on the 25 or 30-yard line on your sideline trying to, you know, tell them what the play is going to be this, that. Well, you either got to communicate to that guy all the way over there. He's got to get all the way back over, see what the personnel grouping is, see what the play is. And it's just a lot of stuff happening in a really, really short amount of time. And then also you got to get out there in time to give the defense time to see what you're in and sub. And so basically, they've taken a really long process. They could have cut a little bit of time off of it and probably been fine. They've totally overcorrected. So it's a little bit of a mess right now. We got to deal with it.
Having a hard time with it.
No doubt, it's hard. I mean, even when you know it's coming, it's hard. So we've got to do some better things with it. But I think it's something we're going to, you know, as a group of coaches, look at the end of the year and probably try to find some middle ground.
The Caleb Kelly situation. Has it been a distraction? How's he taking it?
He's fine. I mean, he was part of the decision-making process. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. It's very similar like we did with Creed and Alvarez last year, you know, and A.D. Miller. You know, we knew if one injury or one guy not playing well or whatever, that changes your plans. And so, you know, if things stay the way they are, then you know, may have a chance to redshirt. If things don't, then he's going to play, you know. So it's – We'll see what happens. You just, you know, that's always just the plan through the next play. And then you adjust as you go on.
Got a question for Mike in house about the North Texas punt return for a touchdown. I know you were asked about it in your press conference as well. Very creative. You said you were jealous of it. Do you have I guess they're thinking about maybe outlawing it.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree with that decision?
Well, I don't agree, but I do. They're going to sit there and say, now a lot of other people are going to try to do this, and it's going to be dangerous because you're going to have guys sitting back there catching the ball that aren't making fair catches, and they are going to get absolutely pummeled. I mean, pummeled. You're talking about standing here, catching a ball, not knowing what's coming at you, and you got a guy with a 40 or 50-yard head start. You don't make a fair catch signal. And I think they're worried that players may not see the fair catch signal in time as well, as more coaches are telling them, look, you can't pull up. You got to finish now. So I do think they're probably worried about something along those lines, which, you know, I get. But, yeah, it's, you know, one team does it, and now it's, you know, everybody in the country is watching it.
Do you have something that you're just dying to use that you just haven't had the right spot for yet?
Yep. Yeah.
What is it? It's
all right,
just
next.
What is
next? You know me way, way better than that.
Oh, I can't wait.
We got a couple surprises in store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. When a play is unfolding, what are you watching? You got the ball on offense.
Yeah.
We're watching the ball. Yeah. I'm watching the ball. What are you watching?
It just depends on the play. You know, sometimes it's just simply kind of watching the play unfold, and then a lot of times there's something specific I want to watch on that play, to whether it's something that we do, something defensively they do. Sometimes you run one play just to see how they're going to react, and it helps you set up something down the line. So it varies, but you know, I can trust the people that we have up top in the box to kind of give me a heads up on what's going on. So I would say play to play, my, you know, just depending on the play, my eyes are all over the place.
When you're on defense,
yep,
you're the head coach still.
Right.
You're watching your team out there on defense, and at the same time, I'd imagine you're at least in your head, if not on paper, scheming for the next drive offensively. How do you balance that?
Yeah, no, I get most of my offensive work done, you know, as the special teams plays getting ready to go on, or if there's a timeout, you know, and get, you know, go through the series, many adjustments we need. And then once we're on defense, I'm fully with the defense. I mean, I'm, you know, I don't get in the way too much, but I'm there ready if they need me. Any questions pop up, anything with penalties, and just kind of, you know, watching over what we're doing.
It's good stuff. We'll take a break. We still got fifth quarter coming up with Lincoln Riley. Keep it right here. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract. Just...
get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal, with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home, Homeland.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martel Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #thelittlethings.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
To thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat from Norman-based Top of the World are available now. For the complete list of retailers, visit oneoklahomafan.com. That's the number one, oklahomafan.com. OU Army Saturday night, it's a pay-per-view broadcast. Contact your cable or satellite provider to order. You can order the online feed of the game for $54.99, Soonersports.tv. And if you do that, you can pair it and get an annual subscription as well for just $99.99. So OU Army coming up Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Final segment with Lincoln Riley here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. When you see a triple option team come up on the schedule, do you call Josie and say, come on, man, what are you doing to me?
Well, I don't want 10 of them on there.
Right.
It's different. You know, it's not something, honestly, I'm a fan of doing every year because of some of the challenges it does present. But we're excited to play this one. You know, we've known this one's going to be on there for a while. It does present, like we said earlier, kind of a great opportunity to highlight our military. It's a game that we don't play, you know, all that often. And our guys are excited to play. We're excited to coach in it. So every now and then, it's okay.
Fifth quarter is presented by Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of the car. We wrap up every show with, Coach, five questions that may have nothing to do with football. Question number one, most of these came from the viewers, listeners, fans tonight. What's something from your days in Muleshoe that we don't know about you?
Well, there's a lot. Oh, man.
Come on, spill your
beans.
Well,
I don't know. It's probably out. Yeah, we painted our rival's water tower after we beat them one year. Yeah. We threw the score up there. So.
Who's your rival?
It was Friona. The Friona Chieftains.
How did you manage that?
You know, we snuck out of my house at about 3 a.m. We drove over there. We threw some blankets over the barbed wire fence. scaled that.
Wow.
And then me and my buddy climbed to the top of the water tower, and we painted the score as big as we could make it. And then the cops knocked on my door the next morning.
Oh, they got you.
Oh, yeah. I can't even begin to tell you how they got us. It was a crime.
Yeah, it was a crime.
No, it was a crime that they got us. That's for another fifth quarter.
You were busted, huh? Did you have to work it off? Or
yeah, we had to. Our coaches weren't real happy about that one.
Question number two comes from a member of the media. I'm not going to tell you who it was. It's not Teddy. He's written his name there. I'll tell you after you answer who asked this, okay? Dude's Weekend with yourself, Seth Luttrell, and Graham Harrell.
Okay.
You can take one Oklahoma media member with you to split the gas. Who are you taking and why?
You said Teddy is not a media member.
No, Teddy is, but he did not ask this question. He just wrote his name on there because he's hoping you'll pick him.
Yeah, you know what? Me and Teddy and Seth and Graham, we're getting in the car. We're probably we don't have much time since we're coaches, so we're going to roll over to Grand Lake and get on the boat and figure a lot of stuff out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I got bad news for you. Teddy's not chipping in on the gas.
Why not?
He's cheap. That's why. Trust me. All right. So Teddy Lehman is your answer.
Yep.
Teddy Lehman.
That's right.
Do you know Eddie Radosovich? He thought you would pick him. That
he
was
did.
His question, yeah, tonight. He's going to be heartbroken.
You think he'll be disappointed?
Heartbroken, yes, I promise you. Question number three, if you could go to one concert with backstage passes, who would you choose?
Ooh. I mean, here you got to say my man T. I mean,
Toby Keith.
Yeah, you got. I mean, shoot, right. Toby puts on as good a show as any.
I feel like you could probably pull that off wanted to.
Yeah, I think we could get that one done. You know, I've told you before, I'm a big Red Hot Chili Peppers guy. You know, so see those guys live would be pretty awesome. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Question number four. Best restaurant or diner you've discovered on the recruiting trail?
This one's easy. Memphis, Tennessee. So Dennis Simmons, our receiver coach, is from Memphis, knows it like the back of his hand. So the few times we've been through there, first time was at Texas Tech. We were recruiting a receiver there, and he took me this place. It was an old rundown gas station, just kind of on the corner there in Memphis, and they serve Memphis barbecue there, and it is
Central.
What's that?
Central barbecue?
No,
no,
no. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I mean, it literally is like a shack, and it is. Dennis told me what it was going to be like, and it was unreal. We actually went back there in January. And it was the first time I've been back since then, and it's still just as good.
Tongue slap your brains out good, huh?
Unbelievable.
All right. You're going to have to give me the name of that one because I like to eat a little bit.
I'll get it.
Question number five. Considering the Jumpman logo, what current player would win a slam dunk contest?
Oh, CD. Yeah, I think everybody saw that 2 weeks ago. No, that one. I don't know if that one would be much of a contest.
Keys to beating Army, to playing well against Army on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, against teams like this, starting fast is so big. I mean, you want to, you know, be able to set the tone of the game, you know, and get some stops, you know, have a chance to get some points, you know, and if you can do that, then you can, you know, it bodes well for you. Obviously, we're going to have to tackle well, play well on defense. We're going to have to make the most of our possessions offensively, and then we've made game-changing special teams plays, you know, the first 3 weeks. We'll need it again.
It's I was talking to Teddy about this last hour. It's interesting defensively because there's so much to think about when you're trying to defend the option that it would seem to me it would be really hard to be ultra aggressive, like pin your ears back. Is that true, and how do you coach that?
Yeah, you can still be aggressive within the schemes. I think the harder thing sometimes against them is the scheme is important in knowing what they're doing and the assignments, but your fundamentals against a group like this that's so sharp at what they do, your fundamentals are really, really important too. So you can't get so caught up in the scheme that you don't play very fundamentally sound as far as taking on blocks, finishing tackles, body position, all that. So we're going to have to have a good balance of both.
Time of possession is amazing with these guys. It's like I think they average right at 40 minutes a game.
Their last couple two games have been in the low to mid 40s. So, I mean, you got the ball for 42, 43 minutes, so the team has it for 17 minutes.
Does it make you on offense call the game any differently? Do you try to possess the ball a little longer?
As it evolves, it can have an impact. But I think you get into the game, you kind of see how it starts off, and you adjust from there.
And when are you calling that trick play, just so I'll know?
I'll send you a text.
Okay. Thank you very much. Way to go, Coach. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate it.
Lincoln Riley, everybody. Games at 6 o'clock Saturday night. We'll be on the air with the radio broadcast for you beginning at 4 p.m. OU and Army. It's going to be a fun night. We'll see you next week here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.